Greetings, Earth Rangers, and welcome to the spookiest episode of the podcast yet.
Glad you're here. I'm doing an overnight research project in the woods here in British Columbia's Great Bear Rainforest. My job is to keep track of all the animals I see, and so far I've got two chipmunks and one hungry researcher. Okay, the last one is me. To be honest, it's actually kind of lonely out here now that the sun has gone down. So, I'm glad you've arrived to keep me company. Hey, you want me to toast you a marshmallow? Make you a s'more? Oh, no, I know. I can tell you a ghost story. Ooh. It's the perfect thing for a night like tonight. Now, I heard this story from an old research colleague, and he swears it's totally true. It all happened many years ago. In this very forest, legend has it that if you follow down a dark and winding path, past a stream, and into a thick grove of ancient pine trees, you'll come across a log cabin that's so overgrown with moss and ferns that it would be easy to miss if you didn't know exactly where to look. The cabin is small and dark, with no electricity or running water. You might even say it's a little bit spooky. It used to be the home of a reclusive forest ranger named Briar. He would come into town for food or batteries for his lamps, but nothing else. He roamed the forest and made sure the animals were safe and protected. If he ever saw anyone littering, he had no problem telling them what they had done wrong. He really didn't like park visitors, and he didn't seem to have any friends except the animals he protected. Birds, squirrels, deer, even bears weren't the least bit afraid of him. Well, one day, Briar was out walking in the woods at night. He went down a path he'd never been down before, and suddenly, the skies opened up. Briar's flashlight quickly ran out of batteries, and the forest was pitch black. The sky was illuminated only occasionally by the flashes of lightning. Briar realized he was in trouble. He tried to find shelter under a rocky outcrop. The storm was worse than he had ever seen before. The winds whipped leaves and sticks into the air and blew trees sideways. For the first time in his life, Briar was really, really scared. He closed his eyes and he didn't open them until he heard the sound of an animal and felt warm breath on his face. It was a large animal, and it was very, very close. Shaking, Briar opened his eyes. He couldn't believe what he saw in front of him. It was a bear, a white bear, but not a polar bear. The shape wasn't right. It's more like a black bear. The bear looked into his eyes and made a grunting noise that seemed to mean, "Follow me." So he did. Briar followed this ghostly bear through the woods, and it led him safely all the way back to his cabin. When he woke up the next morning, something about Briar had changed. From that day forward, he went out into the woods and waved at visitors. He talked to people and told them all about the local wildlife. Over time, he began to be known as a friendly, warm, welcoming presence in the park. The animals still loved him, of course, but now people did too. And that's how it went until one very sad day. One fall morning, visitors were milling around the park, but none of them could find Briar. In fact, no one had seen Briar in days. They went to his cabin, not sure what they'd discover. The door was locked. The windows were all closed. It looked completely, totally abandoned. And then, suddenly a sound. The sound of a large animal. And it was close. The door of the cabin burst open. And out came the white bear. It ran past the visitors, past everyone, into the woods. Now, some say that Briar became the bear that day. Some say he just disappeared. Or maybe, was the bear a ghost all along? Well, locals say that they still see the mysterious white bear from time to time. And legend has it that if you are ever in need of help, it will show up. That it's Briar, now a ghost bear. So, I hope you enjoyed the story. Was that thunder? Oh dear, Earth Rangers. It looks like things are about to get rather soggy around here. Huh, time to head for the tent! Okay, that was just in time. Man, it's really coming down out there. Thankfully, I'm nice and dry in here. Did you hear that? Hello? Is anyone there? Huh. Let me just take a little peek outside to see what's going on. Oh my! It's him! The bear! Ghost bear! In the forest over there, I saw it. I'm sure of it. It's real. Okay, wait. No, keep cool, Emma. You're a scientist. There's no such thing as ghosts. So it must be a real bear. But is that any better? Okay, let's see. I don't have any food or anything else that could attract the bear with me in the tent. That's good. So, if I stay quiet and don't confront it, it will most likely wander off in peace. Right? Ooh, wish me luck. Oh, wow. I must have dozed off. It's the morning already. You know, before I fell asleep, I was doing some research on bears here in the area. I mean, it is called the Great Bear Rainforest, after all. I think what I saw last night was actually a Kermode bear. They're the provincial mammal of British Columbia. Let's see here. Okay. Kermode bears are actually a rare subspecies of the American black bear. Most Kermode bears are black, but a small percentage of them have a recessive gene that gives them white fur. It's different from being albinos, since they do have pigment in their eyes and skin. They're also known as spirit or ghost bears, and they're very special. We think that there are only a few hundred spirit bears in the world, and they can only be found right here in the Great Bear Rainforest in British Columbia. Let's see if I can record any paw prints that it would have left in the muddy ground. Oh, I just love the fresh morning air in October. Oh, wait a second. I can't see any paw prints anywhere. Well, except for my own footprints, but no, I was so sure that this is where I saw the white bear last night. Weird. Do you think, maybe, just maybe, it could have been Briar the Ghost Bear coming to check on me? We'll never know for sure. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the story. And thank you so much for keeping me company. It was pretty spooky here. And happy Halloween, Earth Rangers. Stay safe out there and keep on ranging.